Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta is here, and she's here at a preferred time. She's very demanding. She gets very upset if she's moved around.
Can I get my schedule? I mean, 12:35, 1:18, 2:35. Listen, my fans, the thousands of people that I allow to listen to your show on Fridays who look forward to hearing me at 1:08, have scheduled that on their calendar. They have email reminders to go out to the car, to go into the stall at work, and to listen in peace, okay? Now the boss think they got incontinent problems because they're all over the place. They were very predictable. 1:08, oh, yep, she's going to disappear for 30 minutes. She's just got irritable bowel syndrome. I don't know what's going on. She just disappears at 1:08 because she's in the bathroom stall listening to us and laughing. But no, you've messed it up for everybody because you just had me all over the place. And I don't appreciate it.
How do you know it's not the producer? I'm just the little talent who reads the stuff that Dave puts in front of me. To me, it's the producer's responsibility.
I produced your show, okay? I did, and I know.
I wouldn't call it producing.
I know what it's like working with you.
Producing? Is that really the word you would like to?
That's what was on my job description that was in my file. That was
that's all true.
Oh, that was my title. That's what. Yes, that was in the system. That was in the Odyssey system.
Yeah. You didn't execute any of those duties, okay? But we're back here at the sweet spot. Tell me about your week. What have you been up to this week?
Yesterday, I held a citywide prayer service.
Yeah, I saw
For Minneapolis and our Somali community. I went right over to Somali Way in Cedar Riverside at the Brian Coyle Center where they distribute food to families in need and culturally and ethnically appropriate foods. And we had a prayer vigil from noon to one yesterday. Women from Fellowship Baptist Church and Sanctuary Covenant Church came, and Geraldine Steele was there. She sang. Candace Nunn from the group None Above, the family band here in the Twin Cities, she sang old Negro spirituals and hymns. And you know, we just tried to pray a spirit of peace and protection over our city. And it was just a beautiful and amazing time. And what really touched me was Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara walked in the door and was like, "I came for prayer." And we all, everybody in the room surrounded him, and we just began to pray for him. Whether you like him or not, or any of our elected officials right now, they need our prayer and support. As we go through a time in this country's history that some of our elders are saying, I've heard firsthand stories about it. You know, it looks so much like when black people had to walk around this country with freedom papers. You know, when folks would, you know, snatch them up and you thought they'd been kidnapped and, you know, they'd been taken back to a plantation that they had bought their way out of freedom from or escaped from to the north, where they would have to walk around and produce paperwork showing and proving that they indeed were free and had very little rights. it's just a, you know, people are living in fear, and it's sad to see. But, you know, I just believe that this is not something we have to legislate our way out of, or march or protest our way out of. Any strong and successful civil or human rights movement always started with prayer. You know, the whole civil rights movement was birthed from the church. And so I think that, you know, for many of us, myself included, we have to get back to doing what we know how to do, because this is a spiritual warfare, and we've got to get back to praying.
What was your initial reaction when you heard the President of the United States talking about Somalis, say, we don't want him, we don't want him in this country, we want him out of this country?
I was not surprised. This is right after you and I talked about this man, you know, saying the R word and, you know, using that as an adjective to describe Tim Walz. Every week is something else. And if we start screaming and barking and yelling every time he does something outrageous, we'll have a heart attack or stroke by the end of this term. We cannot get stressed out or distracted every time this man opens his mouth and says something derogatory, because that's going to happen every Tuesday. The best thing that we can do is love our family, protect our neighbors, pay our taxes, and make a difference where we can, right? And nobody wants to talk about the big giant elephant in the room. You know, this is racism at its best and finest. Years ago, when Jemele Hill and so many others spoke up and out about our president being a flat-out racist, they lost their jobs and their livelihood. They were pushed out of their careers because they thought, how inappropriate. Oh, my God, everybody was clutching pearls. Tell me where the lie is. Show me where they're wrong. You know, and nobody's stopping them. Our politicians are such cowards that they would rather retire or not run for reelection than go up against this man.
Well, you would separate, a number of, like, Jake Fry has spoken out, Tim Walz has spoken out.
Right.
People within his own party have run and hid or lied about data.
Oh, and sat silently. Like, where's our Minnesota delegation? You know, the Somali community came out for Republicans in a big way this past election. They voted for these Republican legislators, the ones in Washington, D.C. included. So where are they? Why aren't they saying something? They've got a lifeline to the president. They've got someone who, you know, is a liaison between their office and the White House. They could draft a resolution, or they could make a speech on the House or Senate floor. Where are the Republican state, city, county, and D.C. delegation representatives that the Somali community came out in force for when they voted for the Republicans, and twice as many of them as they did back when Donald Trump ran the first time? They are saying nothing.
I'll give David Hahn, the former leader of the party, credit when he said, we did make serious attempts in reaching out to the Somali community, and he in no way was embracing what the president has offered up. It just isn't that, it's not that difficult to talk about what we've talked about endlessly on the show, which is the fraud is extraordinarily high. It is unacceptable. The governor and others need to take accountability. We are allowed to identify the number of individuals, Somalis who are involved, wonder if there's greater coordination, all of that, but not say to the other 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000, you're automatically tied to this without any proof whatsoever, so you have to leave the country.
But that's, here's the thing, that's what racists do.
Yeah.
They're looking for,
I called it racist right away.
Yeah, they're looking for any reason to lump everybody together. Look, the person who was the ringmaster and the ringleader of Feeding Our Futures was a white woman.
Yep.
We're not trying
Amy
to get
Bach.
White women out of the country. We are not saying anything about how white women are fraudsters and they're liars and they can't be trusted. Nobody has opened their mouth about white women. Why is it that we are opening our mouths about the entire Somali community? Because we want to be racist. Nobody has said anything about Miss Amy. They are acting like she was not the ringmaster. The ringleader is in jail right now serving time for what she did. Can we bring her up? Are we going to lump all white? If we're going to do this thing, if we're going to do it like they're doing it, then we got to lump the white women in with the Somali people because the white woman was involved too. We're not going to do that. Why? Because America. Okay, y'all hold your pearls. Hold your pearls. America is racist.
Parts of America is racist. To say America is racist means all of us who are here are racist. I'm not racist. Dave Harrigan's not racist.
The country is set up to be racist, Chad, because we're sitting up here with this man calling these people garbage, and the only people who are speaking out, who are being vocal, who are defending these folks are allies. He has lumped this entire community into one pile when you got a white woman sitting up here who has done the exact same thing, and he said nothing. That's not a coincidence.
Well, that's him, though.
But that's not just him. That's everybody around him. That's his cabinet. That's his allies. That's not just
so
him.
It puts me in a weird spot to defend Donald Trump because I'm not going to. Because his words are grotesque. He clearly was racist. The R word was disgusting. But I'm not saying everybody who's in his cabinet. Like, I'm not supporting him. I would never be in his cabinet. I wouldn't vote for him. But to say everyone is in his cabinet is a racist,
What I'm saying is nobody's speaking up. There's time out for
so that makes you a racist?
Silence says everything. If you are in a position and you are working for somebody, we're sitting up here at WCCO Radio, and if our boss said what Donald Trump said about the people who are from Somalia, who are in this country, in our community, and Odyssey did not discipline him, and he was allowed to continue to be our boss, I would quit.
I'd call it out on the radio.
I would not be able to continue to work for that man.
Let's say Adam and Jordana were disgusted by it, but they said, I need my job. I need my job, and I have to pay my bills, and they continue to work here. Does that mean they're then racist?
I would be looking at anybody who will work for somebody who acted in a way that Donald Trump acts because they're complicit. That's like turning a blind eye, because it doesn't just start with the racist dialogue. He's feeding the fire. He's putting these people's lives on the line. When he says things like that, that's a dog whistle to the people who came to the Capitol on January 6th. Looking to harm legislators. It doesn't start with January 6th. It starts with his words. It starts with how he describes and demeans people. It starts with insults. And it's only going to get worse from here. It's only gotten worse, and it's only going to get worse until somebody gets the kahunas to stand up to this man or stand up to what he's saying without being afraid that they're going to lose their cabinet position or their secretarial position or whatever other incentives that come along with that position.
So I will say this. I have called out the political cowardice endlessly on this show when he says repugnant comments and some that are racist and they will look the other way. They will not call it out.
So
it
what
is
do you
shameful.
Call those people, Chad?
But
what
I'm
do you
not.
Call those people? What do you call them if they
political
know, if they know
cowards?
That he's,
that's what I call.
But
them.
I think you got to go past that because this is how we got here. Like when
but
you
said America is a racist country. I do not believe America is a racist country. I think we have too many damn racists in this country, and it is frightening.
And guess what those racists
hang on,
are doing? They run in the country.
Not everybody who's in his administration is a racist. I mean, again, I would never vote for the guy. I can think of 200 million people I'd vote for over him. Like, and let's not forget his rise to prominence started in politics by doing what? A racist act when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the first president we ever were asking about his birth certificate was who? A black man. He plays to racism all the time when he calls Barack Obama Barack Hussein Obama. He tosses out racial comments all the time. But does that mean every supporter of his is a racist? No. To me. You obviously disagree, and you've been eloquent in those words.
Well, what I believe is that if we're not going to call him a racist, we got to call him something.
Well,
we got to find a name for
him. I'm not saying.
And I don't know where Webster is, but they've got to find something to call him, because if you see this and if you, not Emmanuel Lewis, the Webster Marion people, if you see this and you sit by quietly, your silence says so much. And if you don't say anything and you don't call it out and you don't use your influence or your connections to make a difference and make some noise and try to stand up for the least of these, then we need to find a name for those people.
Right. I'm embarrassed all the time when he offers up comments and the phone thing and not calling them out. And they do it because they want their job. And I'm sure behind the scenes, they're calling it out, and that's BS. I could never, ever, ever live my life that way. I would not. I call him out constantly by his lack of moral character and say, why can't you find another Republican who has really the same policy positions but doesn't treat people like this person, but to say everybody in the country voted for him is racist? I'm just not going there. Let's pause because we're late already. A lot of texts on it. I appreciate it. 24 past 1. Chad and Shaletta here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How festive is your place now with Christmas 20 days away?
I have a tree up.
Okay.
And an angel on the tree. And I've got 3-4 plants outside. I have not put my wreath up. But I need to get more. Like, I've somehow every year I can't find my decorations. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know if it's menopause. I'm getting older. But I don't know where I put the stuff I bought last year. So I've got some other stuff to put up in the house, but I haven't found it or had time to find it.
Well, I mean, when you're making the money you make, you've got a big house, so.
Right. It's somewhere in here.
Okay, so how are these things going up with your husband finally escaping his detention and the fact that he's broken loose?
Right. So you forgot that we just had Thanksgiving. And in order for his minor children to eat turkey and dressing, he's got to cook it and bring it over.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So,
did he cook at your place, or did he cook?
No, he brought it because I told him I didn't want to clean up the dishes.
So what role did you play for Thanksgiving?
I washed the dishes when we were done eating.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's a role. That's a role. Mm-hmm. And so he came over and he brought Andrew. He went to St. Cloud State, Andrew, brought him back.
Did Andrew think he was going to his dad's place, and was he just devastated when?
You know what? Here's what I found out later. Now check this out. I'm trying not to get angry right now. So Thanksgiving was on a Thursday. We all know this.
Yeah, thank you. Breaking news.
So he left Wisconsin. He went to St. Cloud State on Wednesday and got Andrew. And they went back to his house and they hung out. Mm-hmm. They didn't come to my house until it was time to eat. They didn't try to spend as much time with me as possible. And then Thursday, after everybody had gotten full, they didn't spend the night. They left.
Yeah. This is my not shocked face. Okay. You've terrorized these two people. You love both of these individuals and still do. They have been under the Shaletta large thumb for a long period of time.
I guess they're just tired. I mean, I guess there's only so much a man can take.
There is a country known as Latvia, okay? Latvia has a lot of women and not enough men. Latvia boasts 15.5% more women than men, right? And so what is happening there, as Dave has found the story, the women are now hiring husbands, like husband for an hour online.
Oh, my God.
Where they'll show up.
Please do this in America.
Yeah. I mean, you could use this now with Sean Free.
Okay, so tell me how this works, because maybe I'll do this, because, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I'm always looking for new ideas. Okay, how does this work? Hurry up. Tell me so I can get online and get this app built.
Allows women to hire a husband for an hour online by phone, where they'll show up within the hour, according to TaskRabbit Service. Upon arrival, these glorified handymen will do everything, including painting walls, fixing curtains, and other outstanding chores amid the Latvian male drought.
Okay, I'm going to just tell you that a lot of women my age are going through this. We are either divorced, we're starting over, and we're now doing stuff. You know, that old song, it's cheaper to keep her, it's cheaper to keep him. Like, in 1 week last month, I spent like $3,000. Yep. I had a ring on the toilet downstairs, an $18 part at Menards that I needed to change because it had gotten worn out. But I had to call a plumber. He had a trip charge. He got over here, and then he had to go to Menards and buy the part. And when he was done, it was $500. And then I had a flat tire. I had to call a tow to take it to Discount Tire. And then I had to pay for that to get done. And I had to pay the tow. And some other, I had to have something put up. I had to have something taken down. A man had to come over here with a big giant ladder. There was some stuff that had to be done. I had Halloween decoration. It was the week of Halloween. When I added all that stuff up that Sean was doing because I had papers on him, it was like, it was.
Okay. Now I want to remind you about something here. It's an hour. Okay. They show up, Dave, as you saw in the story, for an hour. They don't get sent to the basement.
They don't spend a night?
No, they don't. And they have a car. They're allowed. Yeah, they're allowed to escape.
They're allowed to leave?
Yes. Yeah. Your
if I'm gonna do it, I might change my app.
Exactly. Your app will be Hotel California, like you can check in anytime you want, but you can never leave.
You cannot check out. It's like they commercial roaches check in, but they don't check out. Hoods check in, but they don't check out. But we need that. There's a lot of women my age, 50, 60 years old, professional women. We, you know, experience divorce or loss, or, you know, we're just getting to the point where we're tired and we just need some help around the house. And we don't have
You think I'm good at this crap? I need the house.
You need to hire husbands.
Yeah, well, I just make sure every woman I'm in a relationship with is also handy. you know, smart, very handy, kind, yes, empathetic, beautiful, puts up with my nonsense. And also I give him like a tool set and say, what can you do?
He can wield a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you fix things? You know, so
yeah,
I need that. All right. We have to go. Are you on tomorrow?
I am on. Oh my God. I have not booked my show. Jesus. I'm so glad you said something. Let me get over here and line up my guests. Thank you for reminding me. I have a whole show to do.
Thank you. Fun and a spirited dialogue with Shaletta. She's the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chad Hartman Show now brings you
Rochelle Rochelle,
a reporter turned columnist's strange, exotic, and dare we say iconic.
You're wasting my time here.
Journey through cheers and jeers. Please welcome from the Minnesota Star Tribune.
Why are you even alive?
Rochelle Olson.
Rochelle is here. Cheers and jeers available to you. Star Tribune, StarTribune.com. Let's start with one of your jeers. I especially liked your selections today. But let's start with this Jonathan Weinhagen. What a fraud he turned out to be. Tell the folks what's going on with this guy.
Well, he's the former CEO of the Minneapolis Chamber. And I guess he was, according to our stories, he was viewed as sort of a wunderkind.
Yeah. A lot of people were raving about him.
Well, yeah. And
they were.
And I've known him a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was kind of everywhere, kind of
yes,
a man about town, which was the kind of the role in a way. But he certainly embraced that aspect of it, of getting out and talking to people and knowing everybody and being a, quote, you know, player. And I mean, in the policy sense, he mm-hmm. married and often was with his wife, by the way. I mean, he was, you name it, he was probably involved in it and had something to say about it. And you'd see him at social events. You'd see him everywhere. And then lo and behold, summer of 2024, we find out he abruptly resigns. And then there's, you know, the forensic evaluation, and they find out that there's money missing from the chamber. And he was charged federally. Now don't ask me the specific, and I think one of them was wire fraud because I think the wire fraud charge came because he clawed back the $30,000 donation the chamber had made as reward to a reward fund the summer of, what was it, 2021, when, remember, we had three young children
horrible stories
in North Minneapolis under these, like, you know, random, like, driving by in a car, just terrible, terrible stories. And he clawed that back and used it for personal use. So anyway, the point
that's
being,
the worst of the worst, right, to do that?
It is pretty bad, Chad. And now he's, and I gave him a jeer because, I mean, we like to give people due process, right? But he's he has pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
In federal court, and he's looking at possibly, I guess, 2 to 3 years, and we'll see what the judge gives him. But I mean, I could go on and on about how apparently federal prison is not nearly as bad as state prison. So, will it really be much of anything? I don't know. But it's sad. I know Jonathan. I haven't talked to him since he resigned. He was always friendly.
Dave, should we hold Rochelle responsible for this? And Rochelle of sounds like Dave to me that she should have found out about this sooner.
I think so. It's not that she had a hand in it, but perhaps turned a blind eye.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, but you know what? Also, I'm kind of saying, I've been a reporter for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And I continue to be surprised. You never know anyone. Not that I knew him well, but it's like, really? This is what he was doing? While also being man about town. The ability of people to lead double lives is
stunning.
Never ceases to amaze.
This is one of those I've said so many times, and I'll say it again in light of this. Outside of the people you are really close to, I think we're all in a position where we potentially could be shocked about what some individuals might be doing or might not be doing, which is completely counter to our perception about them. And this guy is a prime example because there were plenty of people who I knew. I think I met him once or twice at events or something like that, but I didn't know him really well.
Sure.
But when this happened, there were so, I just had Shaletta on. Shaletta knew him well. Plenty of people would see him. He was visible. He was quoted. So you're right. So that's an example of taking money the wrong way. Now let's give a cheer because you point out something very nice here with Sun Country Airlines and Make-A-Wish on their 18th trip to the North Pole at the airport. Some 50 Make-A-Wish kids and their families board a plane at Terminal 2, taxi to another gate, looks like Santa's workshop. The kids are greeted by folks in festive attire. The kids get gifts and a chance to chat with Santa. What a beautiful thing. Bravo to Sun Country for doing something so nice like this.
Well, right, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, too. I mean, obviously, they've been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah. They're unbelievable.
I've been intrigued by this one myself for a long time, and when it popped up this week, and I thought, now, how is it? Do they actually fly? It turns out they taxi, but they just taxi to another gate. But it's still a very cool thing. A lot of kids don't get to fly, so even getting on an airplane and doing that would be great. And also, as we know, this is Make-A-Wish, so some of these kids probably don't have a lot of time, and they get to make these good memories, and their family gets to have the memories, and it's just great.
Yeah, this is the time of year. We just said, Given Tuesday the other day, and when people are looking to donate to rock-solid, proven organizations, Make-A-Wish is as good as any place. You know, when you look up, when you see what Make-A-Wish does almost every single day and what they've been doing for decades, they're a pretty amazing organization. Let's do this. Let's pause a little bit early. Let's get to a few more. We'll get to some of the week in politics also with our friend Rochelle Olson right here on CCO. I want to get to some of the politics of the week, too, and we'll get back to cheers and jeers. You wrote about Chris Maddow. He's made a couple appearances on the station this week. What is your assessment of Maddow's rollout so far?
Well, he's going to make things interesting. I mean, he's obviously, I don't know about obviously, but he's a brilliant attorney.
He is.
He's a brilliant guy. He's a hardworking attorney. He's doing great work. He's authentic. But he's also very snarky, which of course some of us appreciate, right? But,
oh, yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see. There's a debate on Monday. The Republicans have a debate, and he will be there. And it's one thing to make a case to a jury, even a in a high powered federal court, but it's another
you're playing on another field now with politics, and it's going to be interesting to see how he adjusts. Whether he, I think he could. He could catch fire. He could be kind of the straight talk express, you know, such as that was.
But, I think we might have had that before. But he's a. Are you surprised we're having a debate this early?
A debate with the well, it's just the Republicans for one. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not surprised. No, they like to. I wouldn't say surprised. It's December. As of January 1st, it's 2026. It's an election year, but. But and,
Dave,
and of course,
Dave's jotting that note down. Jot that down. Dave.
Put that
January.
Into my intro, Dave.
January is a
first.
New year. Okay.
But no, this race is going to heat up fast because they have the nominating convention. It's either late May or early June, which is going to be significant for the Republicans. If somebody gets it, that could clear the field. Well, I don't know if it'll clear the field, but
I don't think so. I think you're going to see a lot of those folks who are going to say we're playing more than just the 350 people who show up at Target Center on a beautiful summer May Day or spring May Day.
It's true, but I mean, there are some who would certainly like to get it, and it would certainly be a leg up for them. So, in some sense, they're trying to win that, but. I mean, sort of the early money is that it's going to be hard for anybody to get that, right? But then you're looking at the primary, which I think that's in September, right? Early September. So it's coming up on them fast. And you're a new candidate, say, like Chris Maddow, you got to get out there and get hustling because you're not a household name, which most of these people, frankly aren't.
How about the bozo known as Mike Lindell and his entrance into this campaign?
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before, and I think I was do I think Mike Lindell can win a general election even against, say, a weakened Tim Walz seeking a third term? No,
zero.
I don't think anybody thinks that, but could Mike Lindell win a nomination or a primary?
No.
Maybe.
No.
You don't think so?
No chance. I don't.
Well, I think he causes a lot of problems for some of these candidates. I mean, he further splinters the field, makes it harder for anyone else to get an endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get some people who are drawn to him. I just think his credibility is just going to completely unravel. And, I mean, Tim Walz would do anything possible to have Mike Lindell as his opponent. And in a year when the Republicans have a real chance to win this race, because I think they do. I think they have a real chance. But if they put Mike Lindell out there, just shut down the party. That's my advice. If he's your pick.
Well, okay. That's fine, Chad. I mean, but you're thinking like a Twin Cities guy out in greater Minnesota. The right wing has much more interest in Mike Lindell than, say, more moderate Twin Cities Republicans.
But they can pick from Kristen Robbins and Lisa Damoth. Even Scott Jensen's back out to the right, clearly. I thought Jensen might run towards the middle. And Jensen the other day is tweeting out, why did the New York Times report something that the Star Tribune and other outlets never reported? I like you, Scott. But everything that was in that Times story, everything has been reported here in town. It was a good summation of it. And if you're not paying attention and you're living in New York or you're living somewhere else, it identifies a major problem in this state. But the idea that outlets like especially your paper or this show and others haven't reported the fraud story sounds cute, but it doesn't hold up any credibility.
Well, for one, it doesn't sound cute to me. It's just another attack to an attempt to weaken the mainstream media. I mean, if anybody, my colleague Dina Winter actually went back in several years and outlined, I mean, she's been doing these stories for more than, she was doing them 6 years ago.
At the Reformer.
When there were just, when there was just
really good stuff.
Hints of stuff going wrong. Anyway, so, but he's also, if you want to talk about Jensen, he's also leaning back into sort of
vaccine hesitancy, and he's questioning. He's also questioning whether people should be taking statins, which are kind of a miracle drug, right? He can't kind of stay away from the fringe.
That's why I'm saying there are other options for those who are further to the right than Lindell. Okay, let's get to Walz and how he has responded this week, including with Kristen Welker on the fraud story and other interviews. What did you think of Walz's approach, including saying, I want to take credit for all the folks who are getting arrested in this state? And once again, as usual, and this is like too many politicians, like almost all politicians, but he absolutely fits in this category. Again, not taking responsibility for what has happened with the fraud, which has happened under his watch.
For sure. And I'm on record multiple times. And if we were standing in a room with the governor right now, I'd say it to his face. I think he needs to take more credit, take more fault for, claim it, own it, and say, and then say, and yeah, we're on top of it. He needs to express more anger about it. I don't know why he's sort of, it's almost like he's trying to distance himself from it, and I don't see how that's going to work. I mean, we all see it. You might as well acknowledge it.
Yep.
And be angry about it. But I haven't. Yeah, it's one of the more confounding things to me. It's not how I think it should be handled. I think a lot of Democrats would like to see him express more outrage about it. And yeah.
So I've raised this a couple times this week, and I'm going to ask you again. Do you see any realistic scenario where Tim Walz is not the Democrats' candidate for governor next year?
Funny you should ask that question, because I've spent a fair amount of time trying to get an answer to that myself.
Yeah.
And
what do you think?
I don't right now. I'm not seeing it. I don't know that. I think there's this. I mean, the names we've talked about before are not going to get into. The big names are not going to get into the race because Tim Walz is running. You know, they're giving him that space and grace and whatever you want to call it. They're not getting in and challenging him. I do know. I had conversations this morning with multiple people who would actually like to see another Democrat get in.
Yeah.
And these are Democrats. But if there's anybody of consequence of significance willing to do that, I'm not hearing about it right now. I mean, continue to wonder as Walz continues to sort of try to, how would you describe his response?
Separate himself from it.
Yeah, separate himself or sort of limply respond to these questions. You continue to hear this sort of murmuring, but it's not looking like it's not pointing to it's going to amount to anything.
We have to go. Great stuff as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Rochelle Olson. Dave Harrigan, your Lindis construction time. You know what time it is right now?
Is it 158?
It's 158. It's time to evaluate your home's comfort with Infinity by Marvin Windows. Enjoy free installation labor all month long. CBS RE next.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-269-3454. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-269-3454 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-269-3454 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-269-3454.
From weather alerts to world events.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.